And finally, in our weekly editorial from the United States, assistant editor of America Magazine, Jesuit Father Joseph O'Hare, looks at how the truth has eventually won out after an investigation into the death of a human rights missionary.
It has now been established legally by a court of inquest in Kenya that the death of John Kaiser, then 67, on the night of August the 24th, 2000, on a road outside Nairobi, was a murder. The Minnesota native was a member of the Mill Hill Missionaries who had worked in Kenya for 36 years. He was an outspoken defender of human rights, even personally sheltering those caught up in violent tribal conflicts. His death was seen as a national tragedy. Father Kaiser's brother missionaries and his family appealed to the late U.S. Senator Paul Wellstone for help in determining the circumstances of his death. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation conducted an investigation and proposed a theory of suicide, a finding that seemed inconsistent to those who knew Father Kaiser and were familiar with the circumstances of his death. The Kenyan bishops were outraged and pressed for a full inquest, which went on for 4 years. During that period, officials of the FBI postponed or canceled their scheduled appearances before the court, at which they would have been asked to explain how an arthritic 67-year-old could have shot himself in the back of the head with a 3-foot-long gun. In finding that Father Kaiser was murdered, the Kenyan judge named 4 suspects whom the police should investigate. 7 years too late, the Kenyan judicial system has scored a victory for the truth and for its own integrity. This is Father Joseph O'Hare of America Magazine.